Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. As always, it's my pleasure, and I'm excited about Mari Smith being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mari's a new friend. She's a relationship specialist. She's an internet marketing consultant. She's a Facebook business coach, and I'm ready to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is an area that we haven't covered as much as we probably should have. This whole relationship, social networking thing that's going on right now that has been going on. I'm probably a little behind the curve on this, but we're going to fix that. We're going to get caught up real soon, and Mari Smith is going to help us with that. Mari, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Mari, social networking really has been going on. Well, let me back up for a minute. I told my audience, in some ways, I'm ahead of the game on this, and I'll tell you why. In the late 90s, when I started doing my show in 97, I started telling my audience that networking was going to be one of the things that we were all going to have to get better at. Now, this was long before anybody ever mentioned social networking, like as in the electronic kind with Facebook and MySpace and all that kind of stuff. But I've been an advocate and a proponent of becoming good at networking for a long, long time. Now, what I didn't see coming was the whole internet connection thing that we now have with Facebook and MySpace. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, sure. Well, first, you're absolutely right, Jim. Social networking, well, if we just even back out the word social, because sometimes I think that word is redundant, but
exactly.
Networking is... in general, it's been around for eons. I mean, even before computers, it's
right.
the science of people talking to people and building relationships. And so social networking, we should even say online, because that really is the clear difference.
That's the real difference. We should say online networking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but then I guess it's important to put that social in there. And this is one of the things that I really strive and stress to my clients and peers, that it's social. So we have to be approaching Facebook in particular and slightly differently. We want to be emphasizing on building a relationship, building rapport. It's really like a courtship. You know, you want
mm-hmm.
to be dating a little bit first. You don't just make friends with someone and suddenly you want to get married, you know?
mm-hmm.
So the emphasis is on building rapport and having that social aspect and reaching out and making strategic connections. And the thing that I've found about Facebook that's just so enjoyable is very, very conducive to making connections and immediately getting into conversation with the different features that Facebook
mm-hmm.
has.
Let's talk about that. Now look, we don't have to teach the young people about social networking. They're the digital natives. They're already got this stuff waxed. They're on LinkedIn, they're on MySpace, they're on Facebook. They picked out the one that they like the most, and who knows? For all I know, they're doing all three of them, or all however many there are. But let's talk about people who maybe are not the typical Facebook type of user. Like let's say somebody owns a small business. What would be the advantage for them to have a Facebook presence?
Well, here's the thing, that Facebook is growing at an astronomical rate. The last time I looked, it's up to 69 million. It's predicted to be around 200 million active users by the end of 08 this year, and about 500 million by 2011. And here's the thing, that initially, it was started in 04 from a couple guys in Harvard,
mm-hmm.
And then it was predominantly for colleges, and it just grew from there until it was open to the general public. And it it's a place where the members are volunteering huge amounts of information, their demographics, psychographics, what people are calling technographics. So that is a really valuable information for marketers that mm-hmm. you can actually, one of the things you can do is very similar to Google AdWords, where you can purchase ads and their people, you pay per click, if you will, and you can make them really targeted. You could drill right down and insert a really specific criteria to place your ad in front of only those people that you really, really want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, there's just so much zero. You can purchase ads if you want, but there's just so much zero cost, like absolutely free marketing you can do to create visibility just by starting out with having your profile. When you first register for an account at Facebook, you just have one in your own
mm-hmm.
name. I think that's what sets it apart, too. I've seen and heard that, like, to MySpace, there's a lot of duplicate accounts or fake accounts, dare we say. But with Facebook, they're pretty stringent with their rules. But then once you've got your account, you can go in there and set up what's called a page. And the distinction is a page is for business, and you collect fans, whereas with a profile, you collect friends.
Right.
And
well, let me ask you a question. If I put my – I'm on the homepage now. If I put my mm-hmm. email address in there, how can I make sure that email address doesn't go to people I don't want it to go to?
Okay, great question. And this is actually something that Facebook has been under a lot of scrutiny for and criticism by the media, and that is the concerns over privacy. And I want to say especially the, well, what should we say, 30-plus set
mm-hmm.
age. Because we're just a little more concerned. I know my mother, bless her heart, I spent ages taking her through all of the really, really tight privacy settings. So she's practically invisible on Facebook if she wants to be. So when you first sign up with your email, nobody can get that. And you can choose to have that displayed or not. I personally choose not to. And so then if someone emails
you. So you signed up without you giving them your email address?
Oh, no, you cannot do that. You must sign up with a valid
email What about
email
the
address.
Birthday? What about the birthday? Do I have to tell them my birthday?
You have to as well, Jim, but again, yep. you see, you can go in and edit your privacy settings so that you
right.
can choose who sees what.
Not let other people have that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, yeah, so that's what I mean. I have mine set that
and
I
And so why,
choose.
As a business owner, though, so you mentioned the marketing part where I could, as a business owner, maybe I could buy AdWords and put my business in front of just the right people. But what are the advantages as a business owner for me to have a MySpace page?
Well, not MySpace as much as Facebook. You could have MySpace.
I mean Facebook, a Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're easily confused for now anyway, but I think that Facebook's really leading the way for more professional use.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Mari. Mari Smith is our guest, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mari to help us differentiate between LinkedIn, MySpace, and Facebook. How are they different? I think that's going to be a really good project for her right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station. Black roof country.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's Eric Clapton, Mr. Clapton, in another version. I think that may be Cream. I think that's when that was. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Mari Smith is our guest. She's a Facebook business coach. And boy, howdy, do we need some help with this, Mari. I'm glad you're here because we've got a handful of options out there to do social networking, online social networking. Of course, we know about Facebook. We also know about MySpace. There also is another one that's not quite as well known, at least not in the popular press kind of thing, and that's LinkedIn. Can you explain the difference? Can you differentiate those from us and tell us kind of which ones we should choose, how we should choose which one's best for us?
Yes, of course. And I actually recommend it depends on the business that you're in. It depends on your demographics that you target. And I recommend that anybody in the small business owners, professionals, entrepreneurs, you want to have at least a presence on many of these popular ones. Like, I have an account on LinkedIn. I've had it for many years. I do not really necessarily work it actively, if you will, but I will accept when people invite me to be their professional contact. And it, for me, it's just, it's a little stuffy, actually. It's a little static. It's not, there's not really that many tools for instant connection, instant interaction. And MySpace has just never been my cup of tea. I've had a profile on there for many years as well, and I just, every time I even went and looked at the homepage, I found it too busy and chaotic, and it hurt my head to look at the page.
So you're not a, so you're not a LinkedIn fan, huh?
Well, not really. I mean, I have one on there, but not a lot has come out of it for me. You know, it's like, okay, so I got all these people that are connected to the nth degree, and but it just, you know, people have written me testimonials and me them, and I suppose one way I found my colleagues say they use it is to ask questions. If you have a question looking to do some research or find a resource, then LinkedIn members are pretty quick to respond. It's a mature audience, that's for sure. It's definitely a nice, white-collar, mature audience over in LinkedIn. Not going to find a lot of young kids over there just posting up junk.
Yeah, now the people who have invited me to be in LinkedIn are more, you know, they're the ones with maybe a little gray around the temple, a little snow on the chimneys, so that's LinkedIn, and well, what about the difference between Facebook and MySpace?
Well, immediately the platform is cleaner. There's so much white space, so it's more gentle on the eyes. It's
Facebook is over MySpace.
Yes, Facebook is absolutely. Yeah, and it just has a different energy, if you will, a different vibe. And I think that Facebook has really strived to keep
I'm with you, and that's your opinion, and you certainly get to say that. But what about, what do you think is the difference in the platforms? Do they both go after the same kind of people, or do they accomplish the same thing, even though one may have a different kind of website than the other?
Not really, because Facebook, they're really moving towards being more of a business-oriented, a professional-oriented platform. And the thing that I love, aside from the design and layout and whatnot, is it's so much easier to get into instant conversation. The second that you and I are friends on Facebook, Jim, I can come over to your profile and post a little greeting on what's called your wall. It's like a public wall.
Right.
Public, but it's only viewable by your friends or however you set your
private. Well, let me ask you a question, Mari. I've got, my wagon is loaded every day. I don't have time to communicate with many more people than I communicate with right now. If I open myself up, I mean, I'm not saying, look, I'm the last person in the world to be a troglodyte about this, you know, to be a Luddite about this, but I don't need to have, I don't have time to go and render a lot more communications with people. And I think a lot of people are like that. Is that a valid argument?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And here's the thing, that when you first get to Facebook, you will at some point find that you'll have complete strangers wanting to be your friends. And if and when you accept them, they're going to end up sending you requests to install what are called applications. And so the key is you must train yourself to ignore about 95% of what I call visual noise. You just have to ignore it.
Is that going to be there all the time?
Well, who knows? I mean, Facebook are making adaptations all the time. Now they have a thing where you can click a button and ignore these invites from specific friends. You don't want to get rid of them as a friend, but... So, yeah, but then there's strategic ways you can use it. I actually teach that you can use Facebook in 5 minutes a day, and you could delegate the rest, maybe up to 30 to 45 minutes a day, to an assistant, and she or he can be in there and creating a presence for you, an online presence, so more people could find you, and more people could be listening to your radio show all over the world.
No, there's no question that the viral potential is incredible, isn't it?
Oh, huge. That is the beauty of it. They have all these different features with the feeds, the RSS feeds. Like if I'm, like this right now, I have on my what's called status update that I'm talking to you on this radio show, and I put a link over to your site. So you could have people listening to your radio show
now. In about 2 hours, you're going to get an email from us that's going to allow you to put this interview up on your MySpace page.
Well, and on Facebook, yeah, you got it. And
I mean Facebook. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I get those confused sometimes. Hey, Mari, we got a lot. You got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
You
want to
give us your website?
Absolutely. You can go to facebookcoach.com.
Facebookcoach.com. Mari, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.